Senhoras e senhores, neste momento, para uso da palavra, o senhor Apostolos Zampunidis, representante da Divisão de Luta contra a Corrupção da OCDE.
Bom dia a todas e a todos. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. Ministers, Prosecutor General, Attorney General, Laura. On behalf of the OECD, I would like to welcome you all for being here to this second meeting of the Latin America and Caribbean Law Enforcement Network, the LACLEN. As Laura said, and all the previous speakers, we see real great added value in this meeting. Since last year, the network is expanding, new countries are joining this group, and we see, hope that we will be able to continue growing stronger and also bigger in the future. This is why I would like to thank you all for giving up on your personal and professional time to be here with us. As a matter of fact, the LACLEN was established with the purpose of bringing law enforcement practitioners from all Latin America with the purpose to foster and facilitate communication and explore new avenues of cooperation between law enforcement authorities. I would like to also thank Brazil for being our host this year in a meeting that will focus on corporate liability issues. And I think it's very important to note that Brazil is probably one of the best examples in the region to show that an effective corporate liability regime is very important in fighting against corruption. Brazil, since its entry, the entry of, into force of the corporate liability regime in 2014 and the conclusion of the first foreign bribery case in 2016, has been leading efforts of enforcement in the region and has developed a remarkable capacity to provide international cooperation, not only in Latin America, but also globally. As legal persons continue to be implicated in the most serious and sophisticated corruption cases, the OECD Working Group on Bribery will continue to raise the issue and prioritize it among its members, as it has done over the past 20 years in monitoring the Bribery Convention. I would like again to thank you all, and I really wish you all a fruitful 2 days of discussion with frank dialogue, exchange of experiences, best practices, but also challenges. Thank you all.